is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplaining.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
All right, we're here. Change of Compass is set to play live in open lines, but they've had a very last-minute medical emergency with one of their cats, so we're running the replay. Next live open line show is at 12 Pacific time in 1 hour from now, and please call back, and in the meantime, enjoy this replay. This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next up, Change Your Compass with Stacia and Dan. They do great work, and we may open the lines. So actually, there's open lines all day, so you can call in for different shows. But let's bring them on to reintroduce themselves, their show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Hey, Nicole, it's Stacia and Dan. How are you? And hello to everyone out there in our beautiful, bright world. And I say bright because energetically it is. Dan and I are going to talk today about energy. And energy is our greatest resource as healers, as coaches, mentors, the teachers, all the things that we do here at Compass Rose Healing Arts in Spokane Valley, Washington. Energy allows us to work one-on-one with you here with us and remotely because energy does not know time or space. There are no limits. So it's a beautiful way to connect, and we're going to connect with you in that way during this upcoming hour together. I am one of the practitioners over here at Compass Rose. I am an intuitive empath. I am a healer. I have always been a healer, past, present, and future. I am also a mentor and teacher of the healing modalities and other aspects of our ascension journey, which is for all of us. No matter where we are on the ladder, we are intended to ascend. So here we are. I'll introduce Dan to you in just a moment. And before I do, what we're going to talk about here today is energy, frequency, and vibration in our everyday lives. So a lot of us feel like that's out there and even perhaps unavailable or unattainable. It is absolutely, and the level at which we are is where we want to go and where we want to come from. So we're going to talk to you about how to use these gifts of nature, energy, frequency, and vibration, that affect our emotions and heal our lives, and how to tap into higher levels of emotion, higher levels of vibration through our own creation. So let me introduce Dan to you. He and I work together here at Compass Rose, and he's going to be on the lead today. He's so clued in on the energy, frequency, and vibration. I am here to enjoy and support and be with you all as well.
Hello, everybody. Nice to have you here. Just like Stacia was talking about, we're going to lead into this show about our emotional mastery and how energy and frequency and vibration have a direct relationship with our everyday lives. We're wanting to bring it into a place where we can all come to and have some dialogue on what is vibration on an emotional level and how does that vibration affect you and your daily lives. Not only is your vibration where you're at in your emotional scale very important, but also how we're interacting with the world around us and the people that we come into contact with and what is their vibration and how does that affect our emotional state and where do we lead from there to try to raise our vibration so we don't get sucked into that lower form of vibration, whether it be fear or shame or guilt. We want to make sure that we're able to assess and detect when that vibration is low, whether that be in us or around us, and try to make sure that we're able to recognize when we're feeling that way and when that energy is coming at us from another person, place, or thing. That way we can maintain our level of love, not only for ourselves, but for our fellow human beings. And how do we operate in this third dimensional world that we live in, where there's a lot of emotions coming at us?
So let me add there, many of you who are listening to this radio station, to News for the Soul, are empaths. And perhaps you're not even aware that you are an empath. But for those of us that feel the energy, that can read a room, that unconsciously take on the energy of others, be it one-on-one or even globally, we can do that. This is an important topic because we want to talk with you about how to manage the empath that you are. It's a job description, it's a task and a gift, because an empath is here to help the world raise its vibration through the ability to recognize, like I just said, read the room, and be able to transmute that energy. It's not bad, it's just a lower vibration, and to bring that energy back up and out to its original form of creation, white light source energy, because it all started there. We just downgraded it through the human experience, through Earth School, through learning how to navigate life. So energy is real. It's not for a few who understand it. We're all experiencing it, whether we know it or not. And so we want to talk about what that means. The world is changing so quickly. And for those of us that are at 30,000 feet, we're the observers of it, the supporters of it, holding space for it. We're able to see it for what it is and recognize that the light that is increasing every day through your work, our work, the work of light workers and way showers, that is going to override what we would call dark energy or the chaos that's happening in the world. So a lot to cover here for the empath, for the everyday life that we're living, and how to manage energy, ours and that around us, so that we can be happy and healthy.
I have two quotes that I would like to give you guys, both from individuals that are considered our geniuses. Albert Einstein: everything is life, and life is vibration. And then here's another quote from Nikola Tesla: if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in the terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So once again, the individuals that were so in tune with the scientific world also knew that the universe and the world that we lived in was made up of vibration, frequency, energy, and how does that affect us? So we're taking this information and expanding it into how do you then use it in your daily lives. So if you guys have any questions or if you would like to call on in, we would love to take some calls from you guys. How does your emotions, meaning how does your vibration affect yourself? We have charts on vibration where the highest form is enlightenment, and then it goes down to peace, joy, love. The lower forms, of course, are shame, guilt, grief, and fear. So what we want to do is make sure we're able to recognize those within our life and see where our vibration is at. How does that affect then your energy level, the energy level around us, and how does that resonate in a way where then you have a better control over that energy that's always affecting us.
So let's talk about a term that everyone is familiar with. Socially, we could say a Debbie Downer, or we could say a vampire. And a vampire is an energetic term for someone who can suck the life out of a room, out of a space. We can walk in the room and we know this person is not a bad person. This person is managing his or her life from a lower vibration, perhaps to learn in this lifetime. But I want to encourage you to not judge, to be compassionate, to find a way to pulse love, because this is going to, you know, all by itself raise your vibration. And if you are an empath and you are susceptible to the energies and likely to take it on, because subconsciously you know your task as an empath, then we want you to be able to shield up and not take that in. And if you have taken any in, to intend for it to be released and transmuted back to source for the violet flame. And we can do another show in the future on the violet flame and Saint Germain's gifts to humanity. But for now, for everyday living, the vibration of shame or guilt or grief or fear are not bad. So it's really important for everyone to understand that there's nothing wrong with you, wrong with us. We're having a human experience, and those energies are there, triggers to say, get to the elevator, go for the ninth floor, and get up and out of here. Or if it truly is the energy that you're working through right now, that trigger is a gift and there's some healing to be done to do that. So often in our work here, we'll have people come in and they are experiencing shame. Perhaps they have an addiction, guilt. Perhaps they have just been diagnosed with an imbalance that they've known about for years, and now they finally stepped up, and that's going to hurt the family. There's so many reasons why people come to us with guilt. It just goes with the human experience. Excuse me. So these are not bad things. They're human experiences. And without the contrast of shame and peace, we don't know what to choose from. So for those of you who are listening to us, who are experiencing anger, for example, or pride, or you lack courage, call in to us. We're going to be encouraging. We're going to be supporting. And we're going to help you to see that it's not a negative thing. It's a lower vibration. And your task is to raise it. And that's part of the emotional mastery course that you're taking in Earth School now. So many of our interactions with other people are triggers, and they're saying things to us or offering things. They want to offload their own emotions, and so they'll put them onto us. And so we're going to talk to you about something that came across. We love Facebook or TikTok. It does have its gifts, obviously, and we're there to shine the light on it. So there's a very interesting thing here that we'll share with you.
There's an old story of a master who was sitting and meditating. And one of his challengers, a foe, came up to him and was screaming and raising questions of who he was, raising questions of what his vibration of a human being was. He sat there and he listened intently to this individual that was giving him so much negativity, fear, and hatred. And he sat there. When the individual left, the student came by and asked his master, "Master, why did you tolerate those insults from that man? You should have challenged him to the fight." And the master looked at his student and he says, "If someone brings you a gift and you don't take it, to whom does that gift belong to?" The student looked at him and he says, "The one who offered it." And the master said, "Exactly. I did not take his vibration. I did not take his hate. I did not take his fear. That gift was his to take back." That's a story that we've all heard in different forms, where we are in that position sometimes on a daily basis, where our view of who we are is being challenged by another person, by another individual, by corporations, by entities that are really beyond our control. We can take that so personally. We can let that affect our lives to the point where it will bring us depression, anxiety, fear. If we had the ability to look at that person from a standpoint of where their vibration was at and not to personalize that, but also not to take that as our own, because once we take it, it's our gift. If we can stop that reception of that negative energy toward us, we have the ability of keeping our vibration at such a level where then those things aren't affecting us. So we want to make sure that we're using all the knowledge that you guys have, all of the space that you guys have already been working on as empaths and intuitives and people that want to help other human beings. This is where we want to make sure that you guys understand a lot of the vibration, a lot of the energy, a lot of that frequency and where it's coming from and how do you guys best handle it. So if you guys have any calls whatsoever, please call on in.
So I am a highly sensitive empath, and it took me a while to understand how it's a gift, but it can also be a challenge because I can pour out my heart often to where it should not be poured. I don't say that in judgment, but I say that in a place of earned wisdom, because it's not always the best thing to do, to offer too much or to overfunction so that somebody else feels better, so that I feel better and the room is better. That could resonate with a lot of you. Empaths will do whatever they can to make a room or a situation better so that they're more comfortable, because the empath is so sensitive by nature. And I'll say again, the empath has a job description, has a role to play in this world. From wherever you are in workplace or in family or just in society, you have a task and you've taken that task on. To become a master as an empath, the greatest skill you must receive and master is the ability to observe without, here's the word, absorbing. We have so many people come into us that are depressed or anxious. They're upset. They're unable to function. It's affecting their family relationships. They've absorbed. I used to say, become Swiss cheese. Let it go through you. I understand as a master, intuitive, empath, healer, I'm going to take that on because that was the agreement I took, and I have learned how to work with this energy, and I'm going to transmute it. As empaths, we can feel thoughts and emotions of others, their energy, and we can become very, very sensitive to these energies. It can ruin a day, or it can make a day. We as empaths can make a day with that knowledge, and we can step up our energy through our heart, not through our mind, but through our heart, and affect everyone else around us. You have to learn that if you keep absorbing every energy that you get in touch with, you will end up draining your own energy. To observe, you have to be centered as the neutral awareness and let all energies pass by like visitors. I like to say that I can be on the stage within the drama, part of it, or I can go up to the balcony and be the observer and help transmute, but stay out of the fray. This allows us to be very neutral in our awareness, and this allows us to be of service to the world while keeping our own balance. If we're down there on the center stage, we're going to end up carrying a lot of emotional baggage that may not be ours and is going to affect our health moving forward. What do we do about that? Energy healing, good healers can help us clear out a field. You can meditate often with the intent to clear out your field. And like I said, we'll do a show very soon on the violet flame and talk about how to serve your own being, your own awareness and ascension with the violet flame. And we can take you through a meditation at that time to experience it as well.
Is there any callers out there that would like to call on in and we can give you guys some feedback or a reading at all? We also want to make sure that we're addressing the levels of emotions and how those emotions play into your guys' daily life. So from the lower forms of emotions, we're going to talk about the shame and the guilt, grief, fear, the anger, pride. Those are all emotions that we all have as human beings. They're all part of our lives. They're not negative in ways that hold us back, but they're supposed to be able to be opportunities for us to understand and then know where we're at, access that, and then try to raise our vibration, our emotional level of mastery, to the next level where we're talking about courage, willingness, acceptance. Then we start getting up to the higher levels of that, where we're talking about love, joy, and peace, where we all want to be on a daily basis, 24/7, 365. But that's very hard to be at. So we always have to realize that we're always going to be dropping into all categories, all three levels of emotions throughout the day sometimes. And that's okay. It's to make sure that we're not staying in those lower forms for long periods of time, of course, because that leads to depression, anxiety. It can lead to dysfunction on a physical level. So what we're trying to do on a holistic healing level for individuals that we come into contact with is making sure that we're helping them with their own sets of physical, emotional, spiritual issues, but also letting them realize and be monitoring their own level of vibration on a minute-by-minute, day-to-day basis, because that's that connection between you and your source. Where am I at in this world? How is this world affecting me? Where is my vibration at, and where is the vibration coming at around me?
So let's talk about how sometimes we can feel completely helpless when our energy is triggered by a person or a situation. We are all here at this time having the human experience, which we've had over and over again. So your soul is immortal, but it takes on roles to further the experience of source through that soul, soul itself, and further along to help heal the soul group. Some of the emotions, some of the experiences that we're all having are literally brought on by planetary alignment. And most recently, the holiday, the holy days that we all just experienced. For some, that would be Easter. For some, we would call it Resurrection Day, because we can each resurrect each day as we begin again and be born again to new levels of vibration, for example. There was a tremendous amount of energy / assistance. So I don't want you to feel victimized at all. It's assistance that came in for humanity, provided by source energy to trigger, to dislodge, if you will, but definitely bring to the surface patterns of behaviors and old truths that no longer work for us. How do we experience those? Where do they come from? So the universe is helping dislodge from our subconscious, and our subconscious contains those emotions and those experiences that are yet to be healed, and they're yet to surface, so that they can become higher vibrational energies so that we can continue on our path of awakening, enlightenment, and ascension. Those energies may have come up for you this past weekend. And this is about rebirthing you into a truth that vibrates specific energy that will become much more comfortable for you, because you're going to start to feel better. You won't know why, but that's when it's a good thing to say, but I like this, I'll take more of it, instead of questioning it and letting doubt take over. So this, it's a good time to consider that when you're feeling out of sorts, ask, what is this about? It's not going to come back to you in a linear fashion, but perhaps when you wake up tomorrow morning, or the aha will come through, or the perfect song will come on, but you'll understand the reason behind the emotions that have been triggered by someone you might see or know or feel present, but is assisted by the masters, the angels, and the energy, including the astrological influences that are helping. There's so much happening right now in our world, so fast, so beautifully, I know many of us are focused on chaos, but the chaos is the good part, because that's the part that we no longer want, and we can recognize through contrast we're not doing that anymore. And those of us who carry the light can overtake that and literally take the world to a better place. Nicole, do we have any callers? Is there anyone that we can assist here?
Do indeed. Let me just pull up the board here. Lots of callers. Let's go to 203 first. 203, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Pat from Connecticut. Can you hear me?
We can. Pat, hello.
Yes.
Hi, Pat.
Wonderful. Hi. This is a great, very helpful show. I have one question. It doesn't have to be a personal answer for me, but definitely an observation that I'm struggling with. As I do all this healing, and manifesting more healing, and I'm thrilled, and I'm getting a lot of help. Every time I start to, when things start to really click, for example, I'm being ministered. So when I'm listening and learning and getting healed, and it's wonderful, I immediately get this thought, I wish my son could be doing this. This is tied to what you're talking about, someone who's not good for your energy, abusive in one way or another. And even that, I'm doing all my healing around that, the praying and searching and letting go and understanding. But as a mother, it's still there. And every time it starts to happen, I say, why are you doing this? Because I frankly feel that I'm stopping myself, that I'm still sort of sabotaging myself with these thoughts. Maybe not. Maybe it's just the mother wishing if he could experience what I'm experiencing. But I'd like to ask you your opinion.
It could be both, Pat. It could be the inborn saboteur, which is the gatekeeper to our empowerment. It could be good old mom guilt. I wish my son could. But I would encourage you to continue on your path while pulsing love to him. And when it's right for him, and when his Jacob's ladder is present and the step is there for him to take, you can assist then. But it is necessary for us to put on our own oxygen mask first.
Yes.
We are all individual sovereign beings and intended to be that. We are still, I would ask you this, Pat. Part of what you could be doing is allowing yourself to be distracted or deflecting your own opportunity for growth.
Yeah.
Because you want to help yourself, you want to help others. But I have to tell you that what you see is within, and you've got to keep there instead of projecting or analyzing what's going on outside. Because, yes, that is self-sabotage. Not a bad thing, something to learn from.
And, Pat, I will say that it's twofold for you. On one level, your energy and your level of love for your son will never change, and it's also giving you the duality of not only that love for your son, but the love for you. You're on a journey of your own, trying to heal your own, knowing where you're at, knowing sometimes you almost drop down to a lower energy when you're trying to connect with your son. This is a growth opportunity, not only for you to be able to still love your son with all of that motherly love that will never go away, but also understanding, like Stacia said, he is on his own Jacob's ladder right now. He's in a perfect place for his own growth, and you are also in a very perfect place for your growth. They just aren't simultaneously at the same rate.
Yeah.
You're really going to be able to, if you're able to grow, you're going to help your son in ways that you can't even understand in the future. That's why a lot of times our growth is always ahead of somebody else. If you can get to a place where you can grow and get to your awakening, where your mission is, and I can feel it, then you're going to be in such a more balanced place when your son is now ready for that growth. He looks for you for a lot of leadership and examples. And so continue your growth and give him the opportunity to keep on growing too.
And to be of service to the soul group, because somebody in the line is going to do healing, which affects the whole soul group. We are our ancestors. We are each going to be born again. And so you're clearing a pathway for those that may come in to take on what you're healing. And your healing is going to benefit your son in this lifetime because, like Dan said, he's going to observe it and learn from it, but he may not have to go through what you've gone through.
Okay.
It is absolutely true because we are all connected. We are all one, that your healing heals others. So stay with Pat. Continue there. Ask the angels to hover over your son and trust.
Wonderful. Years ago, a channel came through, and my ancestors asked me to please stop the line of abuse. That was, I'll never forget that, so that's appropriate to what you're saying. And also, when my son comes through rage, I'm getting better and better at, as you say, being grounded and not getting involved in it. And that's a wonderful gift. It's hard.
Get to the balcony. Get off the center stage.
Yes.
Get out of the invalidate your son's rage. It's going to serve a purpose. But get to altitude, 30,000 feet, the balcony, whatever you want to call it, and you can be a neutral observer. You're serving yourself by doing that. You are serving him.
Thank you so much.
Unconditionally loving yourself,
lovely, Pat.
Unconditionally loving yourself, Pat, is more important than the love that we have for other people. And so make sure that you're always on that point where your love for yourself is at the forefront of your healing, because that will give you that 30,000-foot perspective. It'll help you so much in the future when it comes to helping your son.
Thank you so
much. I'm glad we can help, Pat.
Oh,
I'm so glad
you called
in.
Wise. Very grateful. Thank you. God bless.
You're very well. Thank you.
Is there another caller?
Nicole, we'd love to talk with somebody else. Is there someone else waiting to share
there
with us?
There are indeed. Sorry, my mute button was on. Pat, you might want to call into the next show. Heartwell Healing is next. And good luck with that. Let's see, 347. 347, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi. My name is Katie, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
How can we help today?
What kind of readings are you guys doing today or healings?
So we're not set up today to do healings, but we will do that in a future show. We're doing some intuitive meditations and guidance, and we're doing that. For today, you can check in with us, and as we listen intuitively, we can offer you some assistance and support.
Is there anything your mind?
Yeah, I'm trying to make a decision about moving, and I'm thinking of moving to Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm pretty open to it, but I'm currently in New York, and only thing that, well, with New York is that I interviewed for some positions, but I haven't heard anything back yet, and I would like those positions, but I don't want to, say, put my life on hold for them, you know what I mean? I don't want to wait around for it.
Okay, so this is some place where you, Katie, this is about co-creating your destiny. Nothing is written in stone. Nothing is a fixed outcome. There are multiple outcomes. And depending at what vibration you're working with, if you're working through fear, you're going to get this for an outcome. If you're working through love, enlightenment, connection to source, you're going to get a different outcome. That's just the way it goes. We're co-creators.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the mantras that I use every day, because I want to get out of my way, is your will is my will. Your will is my will. What would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say and to whom? So if a move to Charlotte, North Carolina is the very best for you, then you can sign a perfect outcome for you through those higher vibrations of love and joy and peace. And again, my favorite mantra is your will is my will. That isn't giving up your free will. Your free will is yours indefinitely, forever and ever. But Source wants something for us that we wouldn't even imagine. So you may think that Charlotte is where you want to go. Maybe there's something even greater, and that is why this the call isn't happening.
your angels keep on asking me to ask you this question. Which move creates less stress and more happiness in your life? Because that's really what they're asking, is your abundance has so much to do with where your stress level is and where your happiness needs to be. Because when you're happy, you boom. And then things come to you. And right now you're in this kind of place. Angels keep on saying, what makes you less stressful and more happy? And then that's going to be action for you. Vibration is action. And right now you're just kind of in a holding place right now. They really want you to zone in on what is going to be elevating your level of happiness and decreasing your level of stress.
That's so interesting. I don't know. If I found movers, like affordable movers or people to help me, because my furniture is not in either place. My furniture is in Georgia. I have to get my furniture either to Charlotte or either up to New York. So I have to get movers. So that's as long as I get some affordable movers or somebody to help me, you know, it would be easier. But I'm just ready for a new beginning. I'm just ready to focus on my goals and things like that. And I just, like you said, I kind of feel like I feel a little stuck, and I feel like I just don't want to, you know, because I could get the position, but I also could not get the position. I'm like, well, I don't want to wait, you know. I don't want to wait around, you know, I don't want my life on hold.
Stuck is a low vibration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stuck is a vibration. We're not moving. And so the earth, the universe says, okay, Katie, move. Okay, Stacia, move. We need your help. Start the movement. Start the momentum. Do something. Do anything. The world is in a slower vibration. Our country here has a hangover from some of the news events that that are still happening, and we're stuck and fixated on that. And so then the universe says, I guess we're all taking a holiday here. But really, it's humanity that needs to start the ball rolling again. Ask for the vibration of momentum. Ask for the vibration of trajectory. And be ready to be the one that picks it up and goes. Because I know that's what we hear on occasion at Compass Rose. Sometimes we say dial it back because that works so well. Other times we're just at this steady volume of all things coming to us. We're meeting it, all the benefits of the service that we do, and it just keeps going. So that requires a vibration of focus and an intention all the time.
And you're in the perfect place, Katie, because right away you've already recognized that you're in a stagnant position. I'll relate that to stagnant water. If water is stagnant, it just becomes bad. We want that water to be moving, and you're almost in a really good flow of energy that is a river of love, if you want to call it. That river of love is leading you to a place where you're supposed to be happier and have more abundance and new exciting beginnings. And so use that.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay.
Oh, well,
you know,
thank you.
Good job, Jake.
Thank you.
We wish you the best outcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Keep us posted. Let us know how it goes. A reminder to all the callers, not everyone's going to get on this hour, but you can call back next hour for a healing session with Lila. And we go all day today till 5 p.m. Pacific. Next up is 914. 914, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
It's Stacia. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And yourself?
Excellent. Thank you. It's Friday.
Excellent.
And we're soon on our way back to Sedona, so life is good. What can we do for you?
Beautiful. I'm wondering about an upcoming event or events that I'm having in June and July, possibly. I was wondering if you see it going well at either Gia or Sam's venue, or possibly both. Like maybe
so
Sam's in July, or Angie's. I'm sorry?
Tell us what you're planning for at either venue.
Like an art exhibition.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what is your art modality? What do you do?
It's not my art. It's supporting others.
Is it like a festival that's going to be?
Right.
So both of those dates, was it June and July you were looking at?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Both of those are in a good timeline for new beginnings and also very creative processes. And so it sounds like that is a good energy flow for both of those avenues. The creative flow in that timeline is going to be magnified. And then new beginnings of anything, especially like an art festival where it's new creations being presented and then an exchange of money for more creative process. So in a way, we're amplifying the creative process, one, by having the art festival at the time, but also then exchanging that money so then more art, more beauty, more love can be created. I think it's a really good a good time for that.
So tell us. Do you practice meditation?
I try more and more each day.
Okay, can you do like a meditation a couple of times a day where you are literally infusing your beautiful energy, your heart energy, to both locations, both festivals? In other words, where you're asking which one is if you are not part of the plan, as if you're not able to create the outcome. And we're telling you energy, frequency, vibration, it's our tool to navigate life, not just from one emotion to another, but for the desired outcome as co-creators of our world here. And so long as you're coming from joy and peace, enlightenment, awakening, and a beautiful outcome, and you're infusing those beautiful high vibrations into both locations, then they're both going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not looking for an external purpose or an external reason for it to be good or not good. I'm looking to you and saying, Catherine, create the outcome that you want. You are the creator of your life, the co-creator of your life, in unison with Source. So would Source have you happy? Would Source have you supporting others to share happiness through art and creativity? Yes. Are you a vessel for Source to work through and vibrate out? Yes. So if your heart is in this and you love what you're doing, don't feel like you have to choose which one. Bring love to both of them and vibrate there. But take a minute several times a day to feed that outcome with those intentions. So we don't have to try to meditate 20 minutes, magic carpet ride, all the things where people have meditations built up to. We don't win there. Take a minute and send it over there. It's like your computer. Send and go. More energy, more energy, more energy. It's high vibe confidence that goes out there. And you'll have a good outcome, and you can have that at both sites.
Beautiful. Thank you.
But I want to encourage everyone. Can we tell you exactly the outcome? No, because nothing is carved in stone. If somebody tells me go buy a lottery ticket, does that mean I'm going to be very wealthy tomorrow? No, only if I buy the lottery ticket, only if I make it to the store. So a lot of things they depend on us to create the outcome. You have that within you to vibrate at a frequency that is co-created with Source, to bring a positive, beautiful outcome for you and for others that begins with your heartfelt intention to do so. The universe is going to be right there with you, helping you to bring that into reality.
When you're coming from a vibration of love, which you are coming from, both dates will work, whichever one you want to pick. Truth vibrates at a level of specific frequency, and so when you're honest with yourself and that truth resonates with your heart, not your head, then it'll be the perfect venue.
Thank you. And I love the title of your show, by the way. That's what prompted me to call in.
I'm glad you did. So our practice is Compass Rose, and that compass and the rose together is the frequency of the sacred feminine, and that has been our foundation here for men and for women. And we're going to help you navigate your life with that compass. So good job.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You both as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Catherine.
All right. Let us know how it goes. A reminder to all the callers who won't get in. We continue with Open Lines Healing next hour. And also, again, at 3 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Pacific, lots of time chances to call in today. I'll leave it to you guys. We're in the final 10 minutes. Did you want to take more callers, or did you want to use that time to...
We absolutely take another caller, and then we'll share some information with you about raising the vibration, and then we'll talk with you about more that Compass Rose has to offer.
All righty then, here we go, 540, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Fredericksburg, Virginia. My name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn, how are you?
Hi. Well, I just was on the call with Sarah, and she helped me energetically, but I love your topic. I decided about 15 years ago that I'm a highly sensitive soul. I can't remember who wrote that first book, Elaine someone, that I found. My life is challenging for an empath. My husband of 45 years is still saying, oh, I forgot how sensitive you are. Yes, I'm sure you've heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
The life of an empath. Yes, we're very missing.
So I listened to everything you said at the beginning. I'm actually just, I understand it all. It's just still, the belief system, the mental part is there. I get triggered a lot, and I am sensitive on a physical and emotional level. So do you have any kind of reading? We're getting ready to go camping, and being in the camper in a small space can be challenging, so we're going to walk in the woods, just trying to manage the things that come along is the hard thing for me. Sarah, when I just worked with her, is trying to reduce the stress. My body is stressed.
I can already feel how you are interpreting that camper. Our close quarters. A lot of times when we go on vacation, those are very hard quarters that we find ourselves in with the people that we tend to love the most. The walks in the woods are going to be grand and it's going to help you so much, but we really have to make sure we're trying to give you a sense of protection from the energy and frequency and vibration that you feel just on a 24/7 basis. Our loved ones forget how sensitive we are. And so we want to make sure that we're protecting ourselves when we're around strangers, but also some people that we love the most. And so Archangel Michael is a really, really great one for you to use, using his golden dome of protection, not only when you go into a store or a doctor's office, but also when we go into our own home or our own bedroom, or even on vacation. And so when you feel that you're starting to get some of that negative energy and it's starting to affect you on a physical basis, close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths, and ask for Archangel Michael to come on in with his golden dome of protection. That is such a buffer that's going to help you as an empath and will not allow for that negative energy to permeate into your tissue and into your body. You'll still be able to feel all that you are as an empath. None of that goes away, but the protection is almost like a buffer between it entering into you.
I really like, yes, I like what y'all said about angels, because I've got angel pictures all over my house. I have this little invocation I do every morning when I use Donna Eden's technique, some of my feet, to ground myself, And I call on Archangel Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Metatron every morning that I don't get sidetracked.
You're going
and,
to be fine.
Well, I keep having all this stuff, and then I have conversations with them like, hello, is anybody there? Where's my guardian angel?
So can I make a suggestion to you if you have the time and you're willing to do that?
Absolutely.
You can call us. We're Compass Rose Healing Arts. We're in Spokane Valley, Washington State. Heather would answer the phone. She'll schedule a time for you with us, and we can do some mentoring and some support for you to help you manage the gifts that you brought into this world and discover what it is you're here to do with those gifts.
Your Elohim of angels are all around you, and you have quite a number of them. Make sure that you don't understand that they're not, they haven't disappeared. They're actually very much more present around you when you feel that way. So right now, they're very much around you.
And they want you to become more independent and refine your skills. We're here to help you with that, and we work remotely. By Zoom, by phone, all the time. There's many, many ways we can help you from here on a personal level.
Okay.
So I'm glad you called. Enjoy your camping trip. We're going to bid you farewell and talk to you a little bit more before we share some wonderful information about Compass Rose.
It's going to be a great camping trip for you.
And just a reminder, we're 4 minutes to the, with another live open lines healing show after you, so take it away.
Okay, so let's close this out a little bit because I want to, we've got some information here just to wrap up this subject, how to raise your vibration. And this is given to us, oh gosh, I don't even have an author, but it's so wonderful, let's share it, okay? God is a frequency that exists within you. Tune into that. It's not in your brain, it's in your heart. Earth is where we gain our greatest soul's advancement. We come to Earth where there is a lack of love to learn and how to be unconditionally loving and compassionate. Expressions of unconditional love and compassion include acceptance, accepting others the way they are. No judgment. People are the way they are for a variety of reasons, and we are all learning our lessons through both positive and negative experiences. Allowance. Releasing control and allowing people to be who they are learning their lessons in the way they have chosen, even if we don't feel it's for their highest good. Trust, knowing that everyone is divinely guided and has a soul contract that they are working on to advance their soul. Kindness, treating others the way you would want to be treated, regardless if you agree with them or not. And respect, allowing others to believe what they want to believe, understanding that everyone is working from different levels of consciousness, and some people may not be ready for an expanded concept of who they are. Then they would have to accept responsibility, and they may not be ready for that. So these are ways to raise your vibration, and that is really all about being very neutral in how you experience each day and your entire life. Be here to refine the gifts that you brought in through the human experience. So what we're going to do in the future is we're going to talk more about healing, what that is, and we'll learn a way. There's so many ways we can remotely, collectively send healing, and perhaps we can do a meditation around that. We're going to have a perfect plan for you. And we can also work with St. Germain's Violet Flame. So we'll do that in the coming show. We are Compass Rose Healing Arts. We are in Washington State, the eastern part of the state. We are at Spokane Valley. And we have been here practicing healing arts, modalities, mentoring, coaching, teaching since 2010. So we've been at this a while. And then, of course, there was a lot to get ready for that before we even started. We offer remote healings. We work with the guides and the angels that work through us. We channel source through us as us, and often we are able to channel the energy vibration frequency of the biocharger to our clients, depending on what it is we're working with.
So in working with you, if you're to call Heather's, I want to work with Dan or I want to work with Stacia, we're going to talk with you independently, listen intuitively, and determine a wonderful course of action for you to achieve the outcome that you're looking for to live the very best life and how to navigate that. As I said to you, we're going to Sedona again next week. We're leading a group on some beautiful experiences to continue their path of ascension in a beautiful environment, perfect weather. We're certainly ready for that. We're heading to Shasta, Mount Shasta, California, at the end of September, actually, having worked with an astrologer to pick the perfect days for the perfect outcomes. And that is reviewed on our website as well. So there's so much that we do, so much that we have learned and refined on our own, and we are absolutely here to assist you on your healing journey to become whole, to become enlightened, happy human beings. We can stay the 3D human, or we can become the divine human. And divinity in our humanness in large collective numbers is going to be great for this world.
So remember, everybody, keep your vibration up. Unconditional love, loving yourself, loving your fellow human being is where we all need to be. Keeping our vibration up as chaos is around us. We are the light. We are the ones that are going to be able to make this change and this leap in consciousness. So maintain, even though you might feel that you're doing this by yourself, you're not. Keep your vibration up. Love is the key here, folks.
And love will lead you to joy and to enlightenment. So with that said, Nicole, is there anything you want us to add?
Other than that was a great show. Looking forward to the next one already. And Stacia and Dan are all linked up on newsforthesoul.com. Heart healings are next. And we're just going to reset the board. Here we go.
Good. We'll talk to you next month. Take care.
Thank you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at news.com.